CBS News Special Report. After an indoor inaugural parade at Washington, D.C.'s Capital One Arena, President Trump is addressing his supporters there.
Tonight, I'm going to be signing on the J6 hostages, pardons, to get them out.
In his inauguration speech earlier, Trump vowed to always put America first.
The golden age of America begins right now.
He will declare a national emergency at the southern border.
All illegal entry will immediately be halted, and we will begin the process of returning millions and millions of criminal aliens back to the places from which they came.
The Senate Armed Services Committee has voted along party lines to advance Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth to the full Senate for confirmation, and other Senate committees are taking similar votes this evening. CBS News Special Report. I'm Michael Wallace.
Community Stories is taking a holiday break for the month of January. I'm your host, Melissa Kay, and the show will be back in February with more stories from your community. For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The front row might be a good place to sit. Stuart J. Waddles has more about a Uke tribute this week.
In remembrance of Bob Uecker, the iconic voice of the Milwaukee Brewers for over five decades, Marcus Theaters across Wisconsin will be showing Major League Friday. The screening pays tribute to Uecker's performance in the 1989 comedy, which also starred Charlie Sheen. A partial donation of ticket sales will go to the Milwaukee Brewers Foundation. The memorial outside the ballpark continues to grow. There's no word yet about a Uecker memorial service.
If you're cold, your pets are too. Our meteorologist, Brittany Merlot, has more.
Just like people, pets' cold tolerance can vary from pet to pet based on their coat, body fat, activity level, and health. Take dogs on shorter walks and don't leave them outside for longer than a few minutes. Along with short-haired pets, short-legged pets may also become colder faster because their bellies and bodies might rub the snow-covered ground. And pets with diseases, or older or younger, have a harder time regulating their body temperatures. So play dress up. Consider a dog sweater or coat. And always check their paws. They can crack or bleed from stepping on ice and are also prone to frostbite, just like us. And if your pet is whining, shivering, or seems anxious, slows down or stops moving. Or if they seem weak and start looking for warm places to burrow, get them back inside quickly, because they're showing signs of hypothermia.
Local sporting events and meetings have been canceled today because of the extreme cold. Check with your organization before heading out into the cold today. There are warming stations throughout Wood County if you're without heat. McMillan Library in Wisconsin Rapids, Everett Rail Public Library and Oak Avenue Community Center in Marshfield, Lester Library in Nacusa, and Pittsville Community Library are all open as warming centers during normal business hours today. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Badgers are moving up. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers moved up in the national AP Top 25 thanks to a string of wins, including beating USC over the weekend. Wisconsin now ranked 18th in the nation. They'll play UCLA tomorrow night. Marquette still highly ranked, moving down from 7th to 10th in the nation after losing to Xavier over the weekend, their first loss in the Big East Conference. Head coach Shaka Smart.
Congrats to Xavier. They came in here with phenomenal force and aggressiveness. I did think our guys showed incredible character, resiliency, fight to make it one possession. Didn't get it done.
NFL Detroit Lions offensive coordinator, 38-year-old Ben Johnson, is headed to Chicago. He'll sign the paperwork tomorrow to become the next head coach of the Chicago Bears. The Lions were eliminated by Washington over the weekend. In Atlanta, it's Ohio State against Notre Dame tonight in the title game for the College Football National Championship. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, partly cloudy, bitter cold, a low of 18 below, wind chills to 35 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high maybe to zero. Some flurries and snow showers for Tuesday night into Wednesday, high low 20s. Right now it's 7 below.
The excitement.
Oh, he stones Brodzinski with a glove save.
The energy.
What's he going to do? He shoots and he scores.
Stars. The tradition.
You've got to understand history if you're ever going to write your own.
It's everything.
He scores. Badgers answer right back.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, streaming live and on the Civic Media app.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, some communities considering getting rid of fluoride. What would this mean for you? Brought to you by Big Cavity. We'll kick it around tomorrow. I hope you can join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. Locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy who still likes to build a fort, Pete Schwabba.
Let's do this. Let's light it up, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Nightlight. This is a Monday night edition. It is 0 degrees outside, and we seriously need to light this up because we need warmth, folks. It is freezing. Conrad, are you wearing shorts tonight?
I'm not wearing anything.
Oh, that's too much information. That is way too much information. I'm glad there's a wall between us. You know what? It's not as bad as people are saying, I don't think. Like, I really wasn't outside for any period of time today, but I did walk to the car and I was like, all right, it's cold, but it wasn't like, I'm telling you, wind is everything when it comes to feeling really chilled. And this wasn't bad. When there's no wind and the sun's out, 0 degrees is cold, but it's tolerable. Like, tomorrow's supposed to be brutal. Schools have already closed. That's the greatest too. If you're a kid, and they've already called school like they did on Sunday for 2 days. Oh, man. That's like Christmas.
It is.
We don't get that here.
I haven't felt that relief in a long time going onto the news and be like, all right, is my school closed today? That was the best feeling when it said something closed today. Best feeling as a kid.
You know what's the worst, though? Like in Marinette, I've noticed they tend to, there have been a few days where we live and where my kids went to school in Marinette, they didn't call it. In Menominee, right across the river, called it. All the surrounding schools called it. And that just creates bitterness.
Or there's the two-hour delay as well.
Which isn't terrible.
Yeah, you can have a longer breakfast, I guess.
It's better than nothing. It's nice to know that ahead of time, too, because then you can sleep in a little bit. If you get up, you're all rare and you go at 6:30 in the morning, it's like, oh, now we got to sit around for 2 more hours. It's better than going to school and learning.
Yeah, right.
But anyway, good weekend. Lots of stuff going on. So many great films in the theater. I got to none of them. We took my daughter back to school, to college. So that was kind of our weekend. And I really meant to see like 4 movies, and I saw none. I saw the end of a couple football games, and that was about it. So I got a lot to discuss. Where are you at with dome stadiums?
Oh, love them.
Really?
Well,
me too. First of all, yes. Let me just say,
I guess it's the, when a stadium like Lambeau has, you know, home field advantage in the cold, yeah. I think that's still cool. Snow games are awesome, but it's also a risk of injuries and everything playing in snow and stuff. So
yeah.
I'm still for it, I guess, but
I used to be like old school, like same deal in Chicago, open air stadium. Spent the first part of my childhood there. The second part here, we have an open air stadium here as well. And I was all about, no, you got to be tough. You got to play outside. And that's how football. Oh man, have I done an about face. That was stupid young me talking. Give me a dome anytime. And here's why. When you're watching, like I watched the second half of the Baltimore-Buffalo game yesterday, I don't want to see elite athletes running on snow and not optimizing their athleticism. Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, are you kidding me? I want to watch those guys run. I want the receivers to run and catch their passes. Talking to you, Mark Andrews.
Yeah.
But I mean, so I want the dome. And I have no desire to go to a football game anymore. The last game I went to was at Soldier Field in 2015. And I mean, it helps that your team sucks. Or it doesn't help. And that was a September game, so it wasn't bad. But I'm done. And I think it's more of an equal playing field, too, when you have a dome everywhere.
Yeah, you know, you watched that Lions game, did you?
I did. I that was the other game I watched part of, yeah.
I was just surprised about what happens. But that's a dome stadium right there.
Right.
And Jaden Daniels looked amazing.
He looked amazing, and Goff looked like the Goff that we used to know. I mean, and maybe if that was an outdoor game, well, Goff probably would have sucked too. But Jaden Daniels might not have been as effective. But they both, I mean, it's neutral. But I don't know.
Jahmyr Gibbs was crazy. He got that game too, yeah.
Yeah, he's great. But I don't know. It should be a good Super Bowl. I don't want Kansas City to win again. I'm so done.
I want the Bills.
Travis Kelce. And, yeah, I would love to see the Bills win. Or
Washington versus the Bills is what I want the Super Bowl to be.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of done with the Eagles, too, especially after that fan.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't want the Eagles. I don't want Washington. I don't want to hear about Jaden Daniels the entire offseason, even though we already will because he's great.
You're going to hear, oh, the Bears should have drafted Jaden Daniels instead of Caleb Williams.
Oh, I'm already hearing that.
Yeah.
I will say this. I don't think Jaden Daniels, he would not have had the year he had he on the Bears with that mess.
No.
And Caleb Williams showed, if anything, he's got a lot of metal. And he's a gritty guy. And that might have ruined some quarterbacks. So it'll be interesting to see what they do with their new coach, Ben Johnson. So the NFC North, whether or not the Bears have a winning record next year, just got a little tougher. But I don't know. It should be interesting. But that leads us, ladies and gentlemen, to our question of the night.
Talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
Where do you stand on dome stadiums? Dome or open air? Yes, I'm asking you, Packer fans, Badger fans. Bears, Detroit, Minnesota, there's some fans out there. What do you guys think? Do you wish your teams played in open air? Do you like the dome? I like the dome. Conrad, you seem like you like the dome, even though you love Lambeau Field. You're conflicted.
Yeah, the only stadium I'll appreciate not being a dome is Lambeau.
Okay. And I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. It's kind of new anyway. So they might be, depending on what happens in Chicago, they might be the only open-air stadium, well, certainly in the NFC North.
Yeah, that you can get that really cold weather in the NFC North. Yeah, I mean, because is that new stadium going to have a dome in Chicago?
Either way, yeah, regardless of if they build it downtown, at least, you know, who knows, but that's what I've heard. And I don't buy into the, well, we've got the advantage because most of the home players hate that weather too. And not it's not like they're all from Green Bay or Chicago or wherever. So nobody likes playing in it. But I think it gives the fans like a sense of security almost. Like, well, this is our home stadium and we like open air. But what do you think, folks? Let us know. Dome or open air stadium? What do you prefer? For selfish reasons, I like the dome. I really don't care when I'm watching at home. But I kind of do because, as I mentioned, I don't like snow on the ground. I want to see great athletes being great athletes. Not looking like the Keystone Cops or like it's me playing out there and tripping and slipping. So let us know. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. Dome or open air? Where are you at? You can also text us on the stream if you want to watch the radio on TV. Conrad will tell you how to do that.
Yeah, so on Facebook, we're under WGBW, WISS, or Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. On YouTube, it's WGBW or Civic Media. And on Twitter, it is Civic Media or WGBW.
Be part of the show, folks. It's always more fun when you guys text and let us know how you feel. You can also text on the app. It's so easy. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow. We love to get likes and follows. We're no different than anyone else on social media. Twitter was shut down for about 7 minutes over the weekend.
TikTok?
Are you?
I wish Twitter was shut down.
I do, too. Although they're all the same now. I mean, they're all like,
yeah, that was,
doesn't even matter anymore.
That was really funny. It gave us the message. And then,
yeah,
I think it was later that day it came back.
President Trump did it after threatening to shut it down 4 years ago. I mean, what a mess. I just think all of them are the same now. We'll see what happens with Blue Sky, but they all have these open, you don't have to censor what you say and misinformation and all that kind of stuff. So that will be interesting. But we have a great show tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Native son, not mine, but a native son of Wisconsin, Tom Clark will be here. Very funny comedian from Milwaukee. Tom joins us at 6:35 to talk about some upcoming dates he has here in Wisconsin. He's coming back from Southern California. I don't think he was that close to the fires, but I'm sure he's still happy to get out of there and experience some good old Midwestern freezing. A nice contrast to what he's dealing with out in Southern California, I am sure. And Matt Miller will be here at 7:20. Matt is going to talk to us about awards season. And Matt has seen all the movies I meant to see this weekend. He's seen The Brutalist, Den of Thieves 2, Nosferatu, Better Man, and The Last Showgirl with Pamela Anderson. Not to be confused with Pamela Anderson's other movie she made years and years ago. This is an actual movie where she's getting really high praise. So I'm excited to talk to Matt about that. We'll talk about Oscar nominations that come out Thursday, maybe make some predictions, and get Matt's take on awards season so far. So great guests tonight. Both Milwaukee boys. They will be along shortly. Tom Clark at 6:35, Matt Miller at 7:20. Great to have you with us. We are broadcasting statewide from beautiful, cold downtown Green Bay, where there's no wind, and I can see my car. Remember last week when there was about 8 hoodlums came up and started banging on the window?
Yeah.
It looked like a fraternity. Some guys out, and they just would not stop. And I tried to ignore them. And, you know, kids are such jerks nowadays. I don't know what would have happened, like, if I walked out there. Like, if I was a kid and I was doing something stupid like that and the adult got up and started, like, acting like he was coming toward, we would have taken off.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like kids now are smarter. They're like, what are you going to do? Hit me? Go ahead, you know? But maybe we should shut the curtains from now on. That same night, Conrad, I'm driving home, and this is, like, the third time this has happened this winter. We've gotten snow out of nowhere. It wasn't predicted. I drove home. It took me about an extra half hour to drive home. And I was doing that thing where I was like out of wiper fluid, basically. That's pretty scary.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm like really cranking down on the handle and like 2 drops are coming out. And then you can't see anything. So then you're hoping for more snow to get the wiper going because it'll be like more like water. But I made it. I made it all the way to Marinette.
Congrats.
Thank you. And I had extra fluid in the trunk, but I wasn't going to pull over on 41.
You know, I'm glad to say I made it the 7 minutes.
That's tough. You just have to be prepared.
Yeah.
All right. Fun show tonight. Great to have you with us. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. And it breaks my heart when it did not fall.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
The IRS is ramping up collection, and if you owe back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, listen carefully. Before it's too late, check your eligibility for the Fresh Start program still offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your tax problems. Call our special hotline number now and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally just want to know your options, claims, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go at it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-491-8606. That's 800-491-8606. Find out if you qualify today. Call 800-491-8606 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
So, all right. You know, one of the best parts about my weekend was just listening to podcasts and hearing about Bob Uecker. Like, those stories are still rolling in. Mike Clemens joined us Friday night, shared some really funny Uecker stories. I never had the pleasure to meet him. Would have loved to. I think he's had a really unique, well, he's had a really unique life, but his career is incredible. A star of a sitcom for 5 years and a few movies, commercials, baseball announcer, also played baseball. He's had a remarkable existence in his 90 years, was calling games up until his death, really. He finished last year, not full time, but called quite a few games last year. One of the best stories I heard over this weekend, and we're having issues getting the clip, unfortunately, but it was Al Michaels on Rich Eisen's show. And he was saying that Al Michaels said he and Uecker, were you able to at least watch the clip?
No.
Oh, you didn't even get to see it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so funny. So it's Al Michaels telling a story about him, Bob Uecker, and Howard Cosell calling a baseball game. And Howard Cosell said they might bunt here. Howard Cosell didn't know a lot about baseball, as I understand it. Iconic announcer, but apparently baseball wasn't his game. So Uecker tried to explain to Cosell on the air that this would not be a time you would bunt, and he tried to do it tactfully, but things got a little testy. And Cosell said something to the effect like, you know, Uke, you don't have to be so truculent. Do you know what truculent means? Kind of calling him out on the air. And Uecker, according to Al Michaels, without missing a beat, said, well, yeah, if you had a truck and I borrowed it, it'd be a truculent. Rich Eisen loses it and said, without missing a beat. And Al Michaels says, without missing a beat.
He's so good on the spot.
So good on the spot. That was great. Very punny and funny line from Bob Uecker. So on Wednesday, Skip Kerperis will be here. Skip is the guy who was in the booth with Bob Uecker for the Major League films, played his color commentator, and Skip is a very funny comedian. One of the first comics I saw when I set foot in a comedy club when I was like 19 in Chicago, and Skip was the headlining act, and I thought he was just hilarious. And that was the thrill of a lifetime for Skip to be in the film Major League. So we'll talk to Skip about his experience with Bob Uecker. That's on Wednesday night here at Nightlight. Tonight we have comedian Tom Clark will join us at 6:35. He's got some Wisconsin dates coming up. He is one of Milwaukee's own. And then we go to another one of Milwaukee's own. Film critic Matt Miller joins us at 7:20. All right, where was I going to go? So we don't have the clip, unfortunately. That's too bad. We'll have to figure out... So let's read some text, Conrad. What do you think?
I like that. Otherwise, like that? It's a great birthday today, too.
All right. Get your birthday out of the way. I know you're salivating, chomping at the bit.
Well, it's Rainn Wilson's birthday. He turns 59.
Dwight,
yeah. Yes.
He's 59?
Yeah, he's 59.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And he sadly lost his home, too, in the LA Fights.
Did he really?
Yep.
Oh man.
He showed a video of what the rooms were and what they used to be, and there's just nothing there anymore.
Wow. That's horrible.
Yeah.
So he lived in Pacific Palisades or somewhere, although the fires were bad, I guess, out a little bit further east as well, but that's horrible. So do you have a good clip?
If you want to fit this in, it's about 2 minutes. We could play this where he kills Angela's cat while they're dating.
This is the great... Well, I have time to read text because we got some great text coming in on our question.
Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we do this clip later in the show then?
All right, let's keep it.
But I do got like a 13-second clip that we could play.
Let's do that. I like that one too because Dwight was always the one that said, question, how many people can I fire?
Question. Where can I put my terrarium?
Question. May I investigate?
Yeah.
Okay, question.
Question. What kind of bear is best?
That's a ridiculous question.
The last one was when Jim was impersonating Dwight.
So great. When he showed up like dressed in yeah. Dwight attire. That
he
is
goes,
a great
question.
Episode. Love it. It's so funny because Dwight, I thought was so funny, but I think I've said this before. I love the British Office so much, and the Dwight character's name was Gareth, and Gareth was hilarious. But this Dwight grew on me so much. Like, compared to the British version of Dwight, I thought this Dwight was over the top, but he's not. He was so great. And
one thing I loved in The Office is, like, every episode you don't know what you're going to get from Dwight.
Right.
Like, it's going to be something totally different from the last one.
And at times he was almost like he was an ally. And then all of a sudden he's just back to being Dwight.
Yeah.
It was so great. And he's like Cliff Clavin from Cheers. Like, you don't mind that they berate him and belittle him so much because he deserves it. He's just such a dink. All right, let's get some texts in. Our question tonight, ladies and gentlemen, is open air stadium or dome? The inspiration behind the question was, I just feel like I don't care. I don't go to many live sporting events anymore. I like to watch them in my living room, but I feel like great athletes should play the playing surface should be, it should be a level playing field. It should be neutral. Make the conditions the same for everybody. And for selfish reasons, I don't like to be cold. So when I do go to a game, I'd love to go to a dome. But anyway, that's our question tonight. Dome or open air stadium? Let us know what you think, folks, at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. From the 262, Jim in Kenosha says, open air, natural turf. No doubt about where Jim stands on that. I have a feeling that's where most people are going to align themselves. Tom from New Berlin says, with you, Pete, Brewers play in a dome. Packers, it's a brand, Frozen Tundra, but they could do concert in the winter, but natural grass is a better playing surface. Well, I agree with that. I love the natural grass, and it's better for the athletes as well. I don't understand the first part, Tom, though. The Brewers do play in a dome. That's the perfect scenario, really, the retractable.
Yes.
And if
love
you've got the money.
Game.
Yeah, not every team is willing to spend that kind of money, though, but it is cool that the Brewers have that. Jim from Appleton says, Lambeau will never have a dome. Well, at least for the next 15-plus years. That's true, Jim. But I could see, look, we all get soft over the years. At some point, maybe Lambeau can have a dome. You guys are proud that you don't have one now.
I doubt it. It is a brand, Frozen Tundra.
Yeah.
You know?
All right. So freeze the tundra, close the damn roof. You can get both things. John from the 740 says, very excited about the star-studded coaching staff Ben Johnson is putting together, along with our QB1, Caleb Williams. We've got a Bear fan here, Conrad. Along with our QB1, Caleb Williams. As a fellow Bears fan, I chastise you, sir, as winter games have been and always will be part of football. I mean, not really, but come on, man. There's a little something there. Don't lie. Yes, there's a mystique. I'm just saying I don't think I'd miss it. But I respect your opinion. Thank you, John, and thanks for texting. That might be the first openly Bear fan we've had on the show.
Yeah.
That has texted. So I applaud you. He says, love your show. Thanks. Have a good one, guys. Thanks so much, John. Thank you for texting, and don't be a stranger. All right, we have a lot to get to. Tom Clark will be here. Very funny guy from Milwaukee, one of Wisconsin's own. This is Pete Schwab and Nightline on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Gas prices rose 13.3 cents during the last week. The average across the state is $2.93 today. This is 9.5 cents higher than a month ago and over 22.5 cents per gallon higher than this time last year. Oil prices have reached their highest level since July, driving the national average up. Officials at Gas Buddy say with President Trump's inauguration this week, there could be price impacts depending on the executive orders he is preparing to sign. They will be closely monitoring potential impacts with the threat of tariffs and possible retribution from Canada. Higher prices could begin in a few weeks anyway with the traditional seasonal rise, aside from what President Trump decides to do from the Oval Office. Prices in central Wisconsin today range from $2.78 to $2.86 per gallon. We have extreme cold temperatures expected for the early part of this week. Health officials at Aspirus say cold weather can impact the way your body functions. Dr. Daniel Krause is an Aspirus heart care cardiologist.
So cold weather increases the risk for heart attacks for many different reasons. Number one, it does cause significant narrowing or constriction of the arteries that we call vasoconstriction. And so less blood flow gets to the heart and other tissues, making people who are at risk for any kind of heart attack more likely to suffer symptoms.
The added strain on the heart can be especially dangerous for people with pre-existing heart conditions or those at risk of cardiovascular disease.
My takeaway is prepare. You know, if you do have to be out, try and dress warm. And it's really not the time to push yourself. So listen to your body. If you start becoming more short of breath, if you're having chest pain, kind of decrease your activity. If those symptoms persist, then you need to get out of the cold, rest, relax. The symptoms don't go away with, 5 or 10 minutes of rest, then you should be evaluated further.
I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hollywood is still mourning the loss of director David Lynch. Tributes have inundated social media the last several days for the Oscar-nominated creative force behind Eraserhead, Blue Velvet, Lost Highway, The Elephant Man, and The Straight Story. Lynch's colleagues are also paying tribute. Sopranos creator David Chase says no one who creates a long-form drama on TV was not influenced by Lynch's iconic Twin Peaks. Lynch was a one-time Wisconsin resident and passed away last Thursday at the age of 78. Speaking of Lynch, actor Kyle MacLachlan says he owes his entire career to David Lynch. The director cast the now 65-year-old actor in Blue Velvet and also made him the lead actor in Twin Peaks. MacLachlan called David Lynch the most authentically alive person he's ever known. That is some serious praise. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. For tonight, partly cloudy, bitter cold, a low of 18 below, wind chills to 35 below. Increasing clouds for tomorrow, a high maybe to zero. Some flurries and snow showers for Tuesday night into Wednesday, high low 20s. Right now it's 7 below.
Hi, I'm Samuel L. Jackson. When the UNCL, the United Negro College Fund, was founded 80 years ago, they hoped that they could change this nation for the better, and they have. As a proud alum of an HBCU, Morehouse College, I'm an advocate for HBCU. I support the work that UNCF does for students of color, scholarship, and internship for 50,000 deserving students each year. Visit uncf.org today, and remember, a mind is a terrible thing to waste.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Pete Hegseth, confirmation hearing.
I've never disparaged women serving in the military.
Except for, the podcast interview in like late November of 2024 when he said women in combat weaken the military. Except for that, Pete, did you get body snatched? Are you not the same guy that sat down in the Brosphere podcast?
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our friend Luke Mathers is in with another edition of What's Grinding His Gears, and we'll take a look at what's worse, grocery or clothes shopping. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Down, down, down. Come on! We've been
John tagged his text earlier from before the break. John from the 740, he capped it, put a button on the whole conversation with F domes. So making no bones about his stance regarding domes or open air stadiums. But let me know what you think, folks. That is our question for the night. And we'll jump into that after our interview with Tom Clark. And Matt Miller joins us at 720, Milwaukee Entertainment Critic. We'll talk about award shows. And Matt is up on all the movies in the theaters that I am not, so I'm excited to have Matt on the show. Right now, I'm excited to welcome my next guest. He has been on the show. He's no stranger to Nightlight and certainly no stranger to Wisconsin. This is his home state, and he is a native son of Milwaukee and certainly one of their funniest comics to ever come out of the city. Tom Clark joins me now on Nightlight. Oh, Tom, how are you?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I'm doing good. I was a little upset when they said F the domes. I thought they were talking about the Mitchell Park domes.
He might have been. He's a Bear fan, Tom. So who knows?
Oh, geez. He doesn't know.
Where do you stand on domes, Tom? You're an old school guy and a big Packer fan.
I mean, if you go to the Brewer games, I mean, there's nothing better than the Brewers. You know every game is going to get played.
Right.
You know that if it's 20 degrees outside, it's going to be beautiful inside. I think, dome it up. I do like football in the cold, but sometimes it's like 20 below. It's ridiculous.
You do realize what you're saying. You like a dome for when the weather's nice, but you don't like
it. I think I like a dome for baseball, and I think it makes sense because you have too many rainouts. You start the season in March in the Midwest, and it's like – but I think in football, I don't mind an undomed stadium. I think that's sort of the fun of it is the conditions, and otherwise it just turns into like, you know, throwing the football as far as you can and running up the score. I think there's something to be said for cold weather games.
Interesting. All right, and you played the game near Green Bay. Didn't you play for St. Norbert's? All right.
I played at St. Norbert College. I played outside linebacker.
Wow.
I used to wear Brian Noble's cleats because the Packers would donate their equipment, and I had his cleats.
Oh, wow. That must have been kind of cool. Did it inspire you?
It didn't help me.
Did you get athlete's foot?
Whatever disease Brian Noble had on his feet, I got it now.
But you were honored though, because it came from Brian Noble, a professional baller.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, that's when we had linebackers. We had some great linebackers back then.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. It's good to have you here, Tom. Are you in Wisconsin right now, or are you still in SoCal?
I'm still in Southern California. I'm still out here till Thursday.
Okay. And how are you doing? I know you guys live out a little ways. No danger of the fires reaching that where you guys are? Or what's the story there?
Well, we live a little outside of LA. So when the fires broke out, there was something called the Kenneth Fire, and then there was the Palisades Fire. So you can see both those fires coming over the mountain where we are. We're sort of near Malibu.
Okay.
And it was very scary. And my dad is out here. My dad moved out to California 2 years ago.
90. So I had to evacuate. Is he 90 or 95?
He's 98.
98. Oh my gosh. Okay. Wow.
So I had to evacuate him, and I'm like, I don't know. I do this on stage, but I said like, I was like, my dad's been through the Great Depression, World War II. He fought in World War II. Wow. And then I have to tell him, hey dad, we have to evacuate. It's windy. Fought in World War II. He's like, it's windy out. I think I'll be fine.
That is a total comedian's take. No, he could burn, Tom. That's funny. Oh, that's great. Well, that's fantastic to have your dad out there, I'm sure. And he was a Milwaukee guy his whole life, right? So this must be kind of fun for him. Recharge his battery a little bit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He and I last, in June of last year, we went to the Brewer game. I hit up, what's his name? Tim. He's one of the Brewer broadcasters. I should remember his name. But I hit him up on Twitter about bringing my dad to the game, and he got us in. We got to go on the field. The Angels Stadium field and watch the Brewers do batting practice. And he got to meet Pat Murphy and Christian Yelich and Sal Frelick, and everyone was so nice. And I can't remember the guy's name. He was a former pitcher. Tim was his name. And
Conrad, do you know who that is? No? Okay. We can probably.
He does the Brewer broadcast. But anyways, but it was so incredible. So I got to take my dad there, and he was kind of blown away. So if you go to my Instagram, you can see a bunch of pictures of my dad with all the Brewers and stuff. So
that's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I love it. But yeah, he's enjoying his time. He's really, I think there's something to be said for being close to, you know, your family and stuff like that. Really kind of extends your life. And he loves it where he's at. He's right up the street from where we are at one of those, what are they called? Elder care type places. Yeah.
Where it's probably 105 degrees, even though you're in SoCal, Southern California. They keep it nice and
thirsty. He's always got a jacket on. Yeah.
Yeah.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
High post, Williams, fade away, 15th quarter is through. Douglas down to one, Douglas flips it up to the free throw line, and it's good. On a driving shot there by Hallie Douglas.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
Wisconsin is coming off a season-best 12 three-pointers made in their last game versus Ohio State, and they'll need to continue to shoot it well from the outside as they hit the road to face the Big Ten's best three-point shooting team this season in the Nebraska Cornhuskers. The Huskers have been hot at home as well. They haven't lost in their last 14 home games dating back to last season. It's time for the Badgers versus the Huskers. It's time for Badgers basketball. And coming up on tonight's pregame show, we'll get a scout of the Huskers with graduate assistant Coach Isaac Mills. Will look inside the Badgers and Nebraska series in the Badger notebook. Quick spin around the Big Ten coming up a little bit later on. But when we come back, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's basketball brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, and streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. New presidents often use day one executive orders to move their policy agendas forward. What are the different kinds of presidential orders? What are their limitations, and why do presidents use them? Since John F. Kennedy, presidents have averaged 269 executive orders over their terms. Since 1907, each order receives a number, and all are cataloged at the National Archives. There are three different kinds of orders, according to Dr. Bert Rockman of Purdue University. Executive orders are written orders, usually on more weighty issues such as national emergencies or setting uniform policy for government action. Written presidential memoranda authorize or freeze projects, share official positions with Congress, outline treaties in international affairs, and other policy matters. Memoranda are not required to be published or public. A third type are proclamations, such as a proclamation celebrating Juneteenth. Pardons and clemency are not executive orders, but rather a separate power granted by the Constitution. Gridlock resulting from the failure of Congress to compromise on legislation often stimulates presidents to use more executive orders as presidents struggle to move their policies forward. But executive orders can also be blocked by Congress or court review, as President Trump found out in his first term Muslim ban. Find more in the history of presidential orders at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena as the Badgers get set to face the Nebraska Cornhuskers, joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. Before the last game against Ohio State, you talked about needing to match the Buckeyes' intensity, and you and Ohio State were going kind of toe-for-toe there at the Kohl Center last time out. Do you feel your team accomplished that?
I think we did. I mean, I think that, you know, we had some lulls there that they were able to take advantage of in the fourth quarter. But I think all in all, we were able to really match their intensity. Sometimes we exceeded their intensity, and that's when we were able to go up a little bit. But I think it's being able to put together 40 complete minutes.
Three-point shooting for this team has really come together over the last couple of games. Season-high 12 three-pointers in the last game against Ohio State. Will we see more of that hopefully moving forward?
I hope so. I mean, I would, I think our kids know they have the green light to take open shots. And I think, obviously we were able to shoot pretty well at home, and that's our home arena. And, they're traveling, so hopefully that shooting touch does as well. But I think with the way that we're moving the ball and the open looks that they're getting, I think they're really confident right now, and that's a great thing for our team.
How impactful can that be for a team when you're knocking down threes like you were against Ohio State?
Well, I mean, obviously three is more than two, so that's one thing, but also I think it opens up, takes some of the pressure off of our inside game and enables us to not have to deal with so much crowding in the lane, doubles and things of that nature. They got to be more concerned on both sides, I mean, not just one shooter on one side. And so I think, Lily and Tess have been really playing well off of one another when they've been at the same time. So I think we found something good in that.
Well, best of luck tonight. All right,
thank you, John.
All right, that's head coach Marissa Mosley. We will get a scout in Nebraska coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized. Then the Carpenters Union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In the first week of the new session of the Wisconsin State Legislature, Republicans fast-tracked a measure that would put a question on the ballot in the upcoming spring election that would enshrine voter ID in the state constitution. Two things on this. First, it is telling that Republicans made this their very first order of business. Senate Democratic leader Dianne Hesselbein responded to this, saying it's not cost of living or health care or gun violence that Republicans wanted to focus on, but a constitutional amendment. Telling, isn't it? But that leads to the second piece. Republicans are clearly doing this for politically motivated reasons. By having this on the spring election ballot, they're betting it will make it more likely that people who showed up to vote for Donald Trump in November will be heading to the polls to help elect right-wing candidate Brad Schimmel to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. That election is on April 1st, so buckle up.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
This is the chef of love, Chef Gennard, TV host and restaurateur. My grandparents harvested their land to sell food and shared its overflowing bounty with our community. Grandma said, for every yam we pick, we give one away. In the world they cultivated, I love preparing and eating dinner with my family on Sundays. When our resources changed, food assistance programs sustained us. They gave me fuel to start my first culinary business at 16 years old, and inspiration to donate the extra food in my community. Through my life, I've developed an appetite to work with others to ensure everyone has access to the nutritious food we need to thrive. Together, we can help end hunger. Come on, join the movement with Feeding America by volunteering, donating, and advocating. Learn more at feedingamerica.org/act now.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
In Lincoln, Nebraska, getting set for Big Ten women's basketball, the Badgers face the Nebraska Cornhuskers, joined by Wisconsin graduate assistant Isaac Mills. Nebraska, they make the most three-pointers of any team in the Big Ten. Obviously, that's something Wisconsin's going to have to deal with tonight.
Yeah, for sure. They're really good at they not only make a lot, but they shoot a very high percentage. So we've got to make sure to close out on those shooters, make them put the ball on the ground, make them uncomfortable. And if they do shoot it, we got to affect the shot.
Alexis Markowski and versus Sarah Williams. What do both players need to be ready for?
Yeah, so Sarah obviously needs to be ready for the double. We expect them, as well as all the other teams that we faced in the Big Ten so far, have sent a double because she's such a great player. And then Markowski, obviously, she's a really, really skilled post, really good at her footwork, loves to finish baseline if possible. We're going to try to double her on the dribble if possible. Obviously, we're going to try to make her uncomfortable, not really sure what's going on with her.
Some of their other personnel, Britt Prince, she's a freshman. She shoots a lot, but defensively, too. How is she there?
Yeah, she's an athlete. I heard on the broadcast last game that she was a 4- or 5-time medal winner in track for state, and she won state titles here in this arena as a basketball player. She is really good at anticipating the passes. She gets a lot of deflections, which leads to their easy transition threes like you talked about earlier.
Best of luck.
Awesome. Thanks, John.
All right. That's graduate assistant Isaac Mills. Keep it right here. The Badger Notebook is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Hey, folks. This is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We have all stopped at a convenience store for a necessity or two. A bottle of water, a half a gallon of milk, or a bag of pickle-flavored potato chips. I mean, those are necessities in your house, too, right? But there is a cost for that kind of convenience, as much as 54% more. Now, when I was in my early 20s, like some of you, I may have done most of my shopping at the 7-Eleven around the corner from my apartment. And boy, oh boy, I wish I had known that shopping regularly at convenience stores instead of supermarkets meant I was paying a lot more for my groceries. A National Institute of Health survey recently found that milk can cost 11 to 14% more at those stores, apples and bananas 10 to 53% more, and cereal can cost as much as 54% more. So, for your regular food shopping, keep more money in your wallet and head on over to the supermarket. For more tips on saving, text MONEY to 88285. This is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back courtside at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln, Nebraska. John Audius with you. It's time for the Badger Notebook as 1-6 Wisconsin, that's their Big Ten record, taking on the 5-2 Nebraska Cornhuskers. The Badgers are seeking their first win of 2025 in their first victory over the Cornhuskers since 2019. Now, they'll also have to overcome some streaks on Nebraska's side. Nebraska is 11-0 at home this season, and dating back to last year, the Cornhuskers have won 14 in a row here at Pinnacle Bank. Now, in the all-time series, Nebraska leads with a 16-7 record. Away from Madison, the Huskers are 9-2 against the Badgers. Wisconsin, though, coming off
A very hard-fought loss against ninth-ranked Ohio State last time out at the Kohl Center. Sarah Williams was a double-double machine, 15 of her 20 points in the third quarter. She also picked up 17 rebounds, and the Badgers were shooting it well from the outside. 12 three-pointers as a team. That's a season high, led by Tess Myers, who had a season-high 18 points off a season-high 6 three-pointers made. Badgers and Cornhuskers coming up. When we come back, though, quick spin around the Big Ten. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Basketball fans, Matt's Matt for Brewpub Latte Matzo Pizza here. As much as our badges are a staple to our great state of Wisconsin, Brewpub pizzas are a staple as the in-game meal of choice. Brewpub pizzas are loaded with quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning mozzarella cheese, made right here in Wisconsin. Each Brewpub pizza is a swish of delish. So stop by your local grocer today and snag one and enjoy two of Wisconsin's favorite things, Badger Basketball and Brewpub pizzas, the ingredients for a great time.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
What does it mean to be locally owned and operated? For Cenex, it means everything. It means that we know if you take your coffee to go or if you like to stay a while. It means we've helped little leagues get jerseys and local festivals get funding. It means we know what our communities need. So you'll always leave Cenex with a full tank, full of snacks, or full of smiles. Or all of the above. And that means the world to us. Cenex, powered locally.
This season, Abbott and the Big Ten teamed up to host the first ever conference-wide blood donation competition to help fight the greatest blood shortage in a generation. The We Give Blood Drive helps save as many as 60,000 lives thanks to alumni, students, and Badger fans like you. But the need for blood donations doesn't stop here. Go to BigTen.org/Abbott to sign up to give blood and save lives. Abbott, proud partner of the Big Ten Conference and Wisconsin Athletics.
Welcome back to Lincoln, Nebraska. John Audius with you. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. The Badgers and the Nebraska Cornhuskers in the lone Big Ten game this evening. Wisconsin 10-8 overall this season. The Huskers come in with a 14-4 record. A couple of Big Ten teams in action, but it's non-conference action at the Coretta Scott King Classic. And number one, UCLA, top number 25, Baylor, 72-57. So the Bruins are now 18-0 overall. They're atop the Big Ten with a 6-0 record. And at last check at the half, seventh-ranked Texas all over number 8 Maryland, 48-18. We'll take a break when we come back. Starting lineups and the opening tip-off between the Badgers and the Cornhuskers. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
Wisconsin traditions have been built for years around the Badgers, game day, and the mascot. But lead miners are the original Badgers in the state, not the animal or the mascot. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like Badgers by digging tunnels into the hillsides to stay warm and sleep where they worked. It led to the reason why today you really can't think of Wisconsin without thinking Badgers. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
And welcome back to Lincoln, Nebraska. John Audius with you, getting set for Big Ten women's basketball, the Badgers and the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First, for the home team, Huskers, 14-4 this season under ninth-year coach Amy Williams. They're 5-2 in the Big Ten. Logan Nisley is a 6-foot sophomore guard from Bismarck, North Dakota, coming off 13 points in a win at Iowa. Jessica Petrie is 6'2", and a sophomore, scores about 5.5 per game. Callen Hake is 5'8". The junior is scoring about 7 points per contest this season. A freshman from Omaha, Nebraska, Britt Prince, is a 5'11 guard, scored 22, a team high last time out for the Huskers. And Alexis Markowski, preseason All-Big Ten selection, the 6'3 senior from Lincoln, Nebraska, leads them in scoring, 14.7 per game, and in rebounding at 8.3 per contest. All right, let's take a look at the lineups now for Wisconsin. The lineup for Wisconsin under fourth-year coach Marissa Mosley, 10-8 this season. The Badgers are 1-6 in Big Ten play. They've lost their last 5 straight games. Carter McRae is a 6'1 sophomore, scores